You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. And all of you who are joining us for the very first time, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here, and I hope you make a habit out of it. It's a great habit to get into. One quick plug for our weekly newsletter. If you're not subscribed, you got to ask yourself why. I mean, it's free. And then a lot of the questions that you have, you won't have anymore because it's all in there, okay? You know, there's a lot of different ways for people to enjoy The Kevin Smith Show. You can listen online. You can watch online at my website. We have numerous affiliate stations online that carry The Kevin Smith Show. There is The Kevin Smith Show room over at Pal Talk. I don't run that. Someone who likes the show runs that. His name is Doug. And that's another way. There's radio. There's AM. There's FM. Lots of ways for you to enjoy The Kevin Smith Show each and every night, and I hope you take advantage of those each and every night. Choose one and be here. Now, for those of you who are new and you don't know where to go or how to go, subscribe to our newsletter that has all the information in it each week. It's free. You just go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and you'll see it. It's a button with red letters. It says K-Files E-Zine, and subscribe. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to. Now, as I say quite often, folks in 95 countries listen to this show. I haven't checked lately. It may be more than that by now. Probably is. But at least 95 countries, people are enjoying The Kevin Smith Show all around this globe. And there's a reason for that. The reason is because we talk about things that really are of interest worldwide. Tonight is going to be no different. Tonight we're going to be talking about some very futuristic science that we're using every day. And it's a type of science that we could not even imagine just a few years ago. I know there are folks that listen to the show that cannot imagine what life would be like if there were not cell phones. But there are those of us old enough to remember before there were cell phones, and we know that we got by, life was okay. Well, now we've got cell phones. And the science upon which they operate is around us all the time. We've talked about it when we've had Dr. Nick Begich on as our guest. And Dr. Begich has done a lot of research into the things that we're going to talk about tonight. He's not the guest tonight. Tonight, Stephen King will be my guest. Stephen, not the movie guy. And not the guy that writes all the horror books, okay? It's sort of like Kevin Smith, yeah, but not the movie guy, all right? Stephen is an engineer in the telecom business. We're going to be talking about EMF and what role it may play in our lives, futuristic science swirling about us. We'll be back right after this break.
Don't be out of the loop. Sign up for the K-Files Easy.
Well, you know, things that we use every day and that we take for granted, we just, oh, that's just how life is. Just a few years ago, were considered to be in the realm of science fiction. Cell phones are in that category. Cell phones are Star Trek-ish. And yet today we use them every day. It's kind of like those microwaves that I have talked about. Just a few years ago, no one even dreamed that there was a little box you could put your food in, punch a button, and in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, you have a meal. No one even dreamed that was possible. And yet today we use it every day. Well, a few years ago, no one dreamed that it would ever actually be possible for us to have the cell phones that we have, and we're using them every day. Now, my guest this evening is Stephen King. He is an engineer. He's in the telecom business, and he has amassed a great deal of information about electromagnetic frequencies and what they are doing to us and around us. Stephen King, welcome to the Kevin Smith Show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And I think we should say that you actually came to know about the Kevin Smith Show through one of the methods of listening to the show that I mentioned earlier, and that's the Pal Talk Room.
Yes, I learned about your show through what's called paltalk.com. And some of your members that had created a room about what you'd already been doing had excited me to talk to you about them.
All right. Now, Stephen, you were in the Air Force, and then after you got out of the Air Force, you went to work at a telecom in the telecom industry. And how did you start to get interested in this topic of electromagnetic frequencies and what their effect upon humans may be?
Well, the first thing that happened was I was already interested in the subject matter, but a person I had met online in probably like a 1992 type, very early on type blog atmosphere, a question mark came a part of somebody saying, you know, how does this affect me? What energies are going around from power lines and things in my house? What do I need to be concerned about if I'm going to be maybe concerned if I have personally myself problems, but people that themselves could be considered more even sensitive to it? How do I affect them, and how are they affected, and how do I help them, and that kind of thing in general?
All right, now let me ask you a question. When we talk about electromagnetic frequencies, and I think this is important for people to know, if they don't, we're not talking about just cell phones, although they're included, but even the wiring in our houses gives off electromagnetic. I'm sorry?
That's about what I was saying.
Like, yeah.
There's no reason to disregard anything else in your life. If you think there's something in your life that has electricity involved with it, it's involved with you doing this, and it's going to cause at least a factor of some nature to say it's involved or it's not involved because it's electricity itself.
All right, now
it's all matter.
Are you familiar? Well, I shouldn't even ask you if you're familiar with Dr. Nick Begich. I'm sure you probably are. But Dr. Begich has written in his books, and I've met him personally and have talked with him at length about this, that our brains operate on a frequency. They operate in a frequency range, and various organs of our body operate at a certain frequency.
That's multiple frequencies.
Mm-hmm. And he said that there is, it's already been developed, there is electronic equipment where they can transmit a signal and disrupt, for instance, the frequency of your heart. And then you have a heart attack, or you have the symptoms of a heart attack.
It's already been done. There's a research been done from the, I would almost say like the 50s, you could say, with the University of Utah that has already proven that. And but the question mark from that on is not like why would we be concerned about that, but why would you now, versus the National Cancer Institute and other factors, think that we need to spend more time one or the other to try to find out what was the problem or not? The problems are already there, available for us to find out, and they're just barely letting us know info.
Okay, so let's talk about it. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is that the information is not out there. I mean, that's the biggest problem.
Okay. That is information about what?
Information about whether or not people are going to be diagnosed with cancer or not, for so many years worth of living near power lines or not, living near cell towers or not, children or not. December 15th, there was a big report just came out from the University of, I think it was Gabora. And I can send that information to anybody who wants it or not. But
okay, well, so far we're not telling people anything about what's happening. And what we need to do is tell people, not just, hey, there's a problem. What is the problem?
Okay, well, there's a national report that's called the Beer 7 Report, or the Beer Report. The funny name of the funny part about it is called the Beer Report, which is really funny because it's just called a beer report. But it's actually a national report on how much radiation effects happen on people. And they've already gone to the level where they're at the 7th and 8th report. And the information is available, but you have to go look it up yourself, and you can go see them talk.
And so what does it say?
And it says that they are disagreeing with everybody, like the cell phone industries and everybody saying that cell phones are not a problem and that cell phones aren't anything you need to worry about. But at the same time, they're saying we need more research, and they're agreeing with the World Health Organization and many other organizations that say we need more research and we need to do more things to find out if it is a problem. But they totally disagree with the fact and try to tell you when you buy one of their products that it's not a big deal.
All right, I'm unclear about what all that means. What does this mean? This means that there is science that shows that electrical products are unsafe for us, and the industry is saying they are safe. Is that essentially it?
That is it.
Okay. Why are they unsafe? What do they do?
Well, cancers can be diagnosed at different stages in development. Stages of cancer diagnosis may be expressed in numbers of the level 1, 2, and 3, and 4 levels, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your cells in your body do something different all the time, all day long, and make themselves something different all day long. Different than everybody else in life, too, but just depends on where you're at and your environment and all that. It's what kind of makes that problem or that situation what it is. Now, the lower number of those localized cancers, the better a person's chance of, like, let's just say you live in an area where the cancer rate is lower, well, you have a better chance of not probably having cancer in some sort of way. But there's places throughout the country where there's a high risk even in small towns, there are a couple small towns throughout the country where, like, cancer is huge. So you need to find out if you live in those type of areas and if you yourself have situations that track the distance or the cancer is good, or it's like cancer is good or cancer is bad, like in some sort of ways. Like,
I don't understand anything you're saying. We know there are places where there's high rates of cancer. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, in determining, I mean, if I live in a place where there's a high rate of cancer and I know that, that hasn't helped me at all. Just because I know there's a high rate of cancer doesn't help me at all. I can tell you right now that the barium levels in the Phoenix area are like 1,000 times higher than the ambient barium levels should be, okay? And there are people who say, well, that's because of all the chemtrails that get sprayed. I don't know if that's the case or not, okay? But knowing that the barium level is higher doesn't do anything for me.
Okay, I agree with you.
All right, so how does it help me to know if there's a cancer rate higher in the area?
Looking at the National Cancer Institute information is what you need to look at before you need to talk to anybody else about whatever else is going on about cancer.
I asked this question. Here's the question I ask. How does it help me to know if I live in a high cancer area?
How does it help you? Well, the only best thing I can tell you that it would help you with is that when you're looking at your friends, your family, and people around the area that you live near, you might have opportunity to tell them what you're living through and where, when you find out, more places to protect themselves and yourself from all the other cancer type of incidents that you could have.
Okay, well, let's move on to this then. What does all of that have to do with EMF?
Well, that is EMF. Everything in the whole universe is EMF. If I don't know where you stand for yourself, but EMF is just an electromagnetic frequency, and that's the standing on that. But the whole universe and everything that lives in this universe is just a matter of collections of particles and beings and thoughts and ideas, and at one point, it's one point or another. It's just you or me talk to each other, and it's not anything else.
Okay. So electromagnetic frequencies are being given off by virtually everything.
Everything.
Okay, so I'm giving off electromagnetic frequency. You are...
just by being a human person, you're mm-hmm. doing it.
Okay. Now, electromagnetic frequencies are generated at a higher level. I'm causing electromagnetic frequencies to be generated at a higher level by broadcasting.
No.
No?
No, you're just generating the idea on a frequency to be heard about on a frequency that is radio.
All right. So then, when a radio station flips a switch and turns on their 100,000 watt transmitter,
yeah, that's just totally different. It's not you at all.
Okay, they are generating a higher level of electromagnetic frequency, right?
Who's that?
Radio stations.
They can. I mean, you can narrow it down to some problems here and there and question marks of how it should be. And
what is it you want us to know about electromagnetic frequency, Stephen?
Well, that's a great question. The thing I would like everybody to know is that there is information available for you to know that your cell phone or your power line or your nearby environmental problem that you could live near, you've seen people with having problems with cancer problems. It's not just a question mark of just nobody can figure it out.
Okay, we know that the information is available. It's on the Internet.
There's information from the World Health Organization and beyond to help you out and try to figure that out and narrow it down to categories to fix that into people's place of where those problems are.
Okay, we know that that information's available. My question to you is, what is the information? What is the information that we need to know about EMF? What does it do to us?
Well, the energy itself, like our bodies are energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to agree that your body's an energy before we even get into this argument, okay? Do you agree your body's an energy?
Well, of course. Everything is made up of atoms, and atoms are energy.
Okay. Well, that's... Some people disagree with it. That's kind of the problem with trying to tell people about it. But you're electrical, you're magnetic, you're electromagnetic, and you're electromagnetic field. And that interacts with charges and components and physical things that happen in this planet.
Okay.
So those are question marks and things that a lot of people don't think every day about, but that's how your body works.
Okay. And?
Well, from then on, the National Cancer Institute and everybody else provides statistics and the lifetime risk of being diagnosed with cancer and being a woman or being a man and trying to figure out how that works. And the cancers can be diagnosed at different stages in development of like 1, 2, 3, and 4. And tracking the rates of distance of all that is a big deal, too. And the cell, to me personally, I'm concerned about just if people are aware that there is a issue if they have a cell phone and that they know that there's a radiation factor there involved with them living and could possibly cause cancer versus them not knowing about it. And
all right. Now, you're in the telecom business. You're an engineer.
Yes, sir.
And so you work around the technology that you're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, you're using a cell phone to talk to me.
I am. I'm on one.
Okay. Now, if these things are dangerous, why are you using one?
That's a good question. I've broke down my family and their ability. Everybody I've seen use a cell phone or any wireless technology, and I don't see any problem with me personally having a DNA factor of getting affected personally from using it on a normal state where I just can call my friend and say, hey, I'm on the cell phone. Is it wireless or not? You know, there are people that are very sensitive to it that the World Health Organization like tells you, oh, man, those people shouldn't even talk on a cell phone at all. They shouldn't even dial their friend at all.
All right, the studies that have been done by various research labs around the world, do they show evidence of a higher rate of brain tumors for people that use cell phones?
Yeah, and it comes out to within, after 10 years of usage, after 10 years of using a cell phone, they totally start seeing like this huge chain reaction in the brain because the cell phone's next to the brain when they're using it for those 10 years. It's just now starting to become a big thing where the National Academy of Sciences that we use here in the United States to rate everything we have been doing so far for this type of stuff, which is called the Beer 7 Report and all that kind of information I was trying to tell you before. Before that was the Beer 7 Report, but the rest of the information from the rest of the world is saying that you don't have to worry about it so much. It's just going to be fact now. It's just going to be... That's how it's going to be. You're just going to know that within 10 years of using a cell phone all the time as a consistent adult, not just a child anymore, you're going to have a problem, and you can think about having problems related to it. And children already have been like the hugest factor that isn't even a question mark anymore. The World Health Organization and themselves have said... Within 2 to 3 years, children are having problems with these type of technologies, not even 10 years, like adults. So we're working on those type of things over and over and over again, and trying to prove to people now that over and over again that these are or are not issues, and that cell phones are safe or not safe.
Okay, we have a break coming up in about 4 seconds, and less than 4 seconds. There it is. And we will be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is Stephen King. He is an engineer in the telecom business. And Stephen, you were going to share with us some information about some specific information about what's the problem with using a cell phone? What's the problem with having electricity in the house? What does it do to us?
Well, the major factor is that you have cells in your body, cells in our body. We should all share the electrical influence on that on our bodies is considered an electromagnetic field. That's what I try to specify what my work is on as a EMF. People ask me what EMF is, and I say electromagnetic fields, and I say, how does it affect you? And they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, do you have anything in your house that even is plugged into a plug-in? They're like, yeah. I'm like, well, that has something to do with EMF because it's plugged in. It has something to do with energy and electrical device. So, but the most things you could think of is to be most interesting is that everybody here has a cell that is the smallest metabolical functional unit of life. It is a organic information processor, and this chapter of life that we have, it works over and over again as being something else. So we have to work on it together to find out even what that is.
You still haven't told me what EMF does to us. What does it do?
Okay, well, let's say that you have a just normal cell. I'll just say general cell. It has nothing to do with anything else, but it has receptors on it. You have thousands of receptors on a cell inside your body.
Okay.
Every single cell you have in your body, which is like 7 trillion cells inside your body,
mm-hmm.
every single one has like receptors on it.
Mm-hmm.
And thousands of those cells are reacting to other cells and everything else that you're talking to. Those 7,000 just on one cell, 7,000 cell reactions on just one cell are really telling you what you're going to do tomorrow.
Okay.
What are you doing tomorrow? Are you going to wake up? Are you going to have a good time? Are you going to be able to deal with this? Like, they're helping. The information in that cell is telling you where you're going to wake up tomorrow and what you're going to do.
All right.
Versus everything else. When you're living in this world, like with other outside sources, versus our normal environmental problems that we have already, it's not a big deal to think that something could be a problem. Our problems are a lot more than just political, but
Yeah, I just want to know, what does EMF do to us?
EMF directly affects you every single day, every single waking moment that you're alive. It's not a question mark of whether or not you even know that you're doing it. That'd be the funny thing to say that you thought, oh, we're done with our show and I figured out what it was.
How does it affect us, Stephen?
It affects you in a biological way, where you're you're no longer thinking about it, and just that I can just go be here because I have a show. You're actually going to be looking at a biological stance at your cell level family.
All right. So far, I don't understand specifically what EMF is doing. Okay? Let me tell you what I understand. I understand that I live in an electrical universe. I understand that. I understand I'm electrical.
Understanding that you know what it is great.
Okay. My audience understands that we live in an electrical universe and that all of us are electrical. We understand that. All right. Now, I also understand that every electrical device around me is giving off electromagnetic frequency just as every living thing is. I understand that.
Even devices turned off are giving you the frequencies.
Okay. You know what I don't understand? The answer to this question. So what? So what? And that's the question I want answered. I understand that all of that's happening. So what? I'm sitting here in the studio. In front of me is a camera. To my left is a camera. Those are electrical devices. To the right and left of me are computers. Those are electrical. I've got studio lighting. That's electrical. I understand that I am absolutely in a cloud of electromagnetic field.
Now the
question
you explained it.
Is...
You're in it.
Yeah, the
you're
question
in.
Is, so what?
Well, do you want to be in it?
Yeah, I want to be here in front of these cameras, and I want to be doing this broadcast, and those things are necessary. Now, if those things are dangerous to me, then I need to know specifically why are they dangerous to me. Not just that there are reports out there. I want to know what are they doing to me.
Okay. Well, have you read the Beer 7 report?
No, I haven't.
National Academy of Sciences?
No, I haven't.
That'd be your biggest thing you need to read.
No, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear what's in the Beer 7. You tell me, what does it do? What does it say it's happening to me?
It tells you that every wireless device and everything else that you thought was okay to have is going to be your problem for a electrical decision to make everything else seem like it was a no problem.
Okay, so in other words, this is going to be a big problem.
Beer 7 is going to be your big problem. Everybody else is thinking about what are the big problems. Yeah, it's going to be called Beer 7. It's a B-E-I-R 7. It's Roman nomenclature for the 7, and it's a Beer 7, and it's called a report.
Okay, so report. It tells me there's going to be a problem.
Sciences.
I'm asking you, what's the problem?
That is the problem, is that...
That makes no sense. I'm asking you, what does EMF do to me that is a problem? How is it affecting me?
That is actually always a question mark, though, so I can't tell you, because it actually can be everything you want to be and not be, and like two different things. Your brain, they've figured out how the brain works and what you want to be, like in a... plasticostasis and everything else. So I don't know what else to tell you.
All right. Well, Stephen, I want to thank you for being with us this evening. I've got to get answers other than go read a report. You've got a great site, and it does take you to a lot of different places. But, I don't know what else to say, man. I'm asking a straightforward question here.
The Beer 7 report would take you through everything.
Okay. I'll go get the Beer 7 report, but the thing is, it's not here, you are, and I'm asking you a question that I need a straight answer to. What does EMF do to us?
You'd have to get into a lot of science and a lot of question marks, sir, to get those answers.
Okay. Well, Stephen, I want to thank you for being with us. And you've at least pointed out to us. Yeah, you've pointed out to us, the fact that there are these reports out there. And I think that it is an important subject. I do encourage all of you to click the link beside Stephen's picture, because it will take you to his website. And on his website, you will find a wealth of information. And I wish that he would have been more forthcoming and just shared it with us this evening. But I appreciate him for coming on and for talking with us. All of us are using cell phones. And, well, not all of us. I don't use a cell phone. I don't carry a cell phone. It's not because I'm afraid it's unsafe. I'm not sure whether it's safe or not. I was hoping to find out tonight. Here's why I don't carry a cell phone. I am so ultra-scheduled. I mean, from the time I get up until the time I go to bed, and that's I work 20 hours a day. There's not one more minute in the day that can be scheduled to do something else. It is packed. So if I go somewhere, I'm going because that's on the schedule. And I cannot have an interruption. I have to go. I have to do whatever it is that I'm doing. And then I have to come back. And so I don't carry a cell phone because I cannot be interrupted. I cannot add to the day anything. So how do people get in touch with me that need to get in touch with me? Well, they call and leave a voicemail. On my schedule, there are two times per day where I check the voicemail. That's how it happens. And then if it's something that I need to respond to, I respond to it, but I put it on the schedule to respond to it. In other words, it may be tomorrow before I can respond to it. So I don't carry a cell phone. I don't use a cell phone because I can't. I just don't have time to be more connected. However, virtually everyone that I'm talking to right now, virtually every single one of them, are using cell phones. Now, as I said, we've heard all of these reports, been all over the internet, about how cell phones are dangerous to us. They, it is alleged, can cause an increase in the possibility of getting brain tumors and so forth. There are devices that have been built to sort of make that less of a risk. You see people walking around with the little earphones. You know, they got the little earpiece, and that's their telephone. And that's how they communicate. The actual telephone itself is hanging on their belt, or it may be in their pocket. When a call comes in, they hear it in the earpiece. They reach up and tap the earpiece, and they can talk. Now, the reason for those is because of trying to get that radiated frequency away from your head. One of the things a lot of people don't realize about cell phones is a cell phone is a radio. I made that statement to an acquaintance of mine who said, no, it's not. It's a telephone. No, it's not a telephone. It is a cell phone is a radio. And it is sending and receiving a high-frequency radio signal. And if it's right up next to your head, that frequency is passing through your head. The radiated frequency, the electromagnetic frequency of that radio that we call a cell phone is passing through your head. Is that good for us or bad for us? I don't know. I'm going to open up the phone lines when we come back. And we'll see what you have on your mind this evening, all right? We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. What do you think about this electromagnetic frequency cloud that we're living in? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Here we go, Kevin. In Canada, how are you this evening? Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
Well, thank you much, Doug. I'm doing great.
Well, you know, I really have to hand it to Stephen King there. He did try to come across with some interesting information about electromagnetic frequencies that we all are in, like, unfortunately, enveloped in. Everything in our home is run on electricity. And he brings up a very good point. What does that do to us?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Yeah, and unfortunately, he has a good site, and he has a lot of good information on there, and I think he had stage fright, Kevin.
Well, yeah, could be, and I'm not critical of it, and I appreciate him coming on. His site's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a very interesting can of worms indeed, and I don't really know if anybody has the answer, except for those that are in higher positions that can do the testing and whatnot, and of course, they're not going to come out and tell us about it, just like UFOs.
Well, you know, if they came out with the information, if they said, hey, you know what, cell phones will kill you, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying if they came out with that information, there would be economic cataclysm. It would collapse the telecom business.
Look how many people are linked up on a cell phone nowadays, and the Blackberries, et cetera, et cetera. What would happen if the internet went down? We would be back in the Stone Age. Anyways, Kevin, thanks so much for providing such a great show. We're over here on Pal Talk. We're listening to you, and we're having a great time chatting about what you have to bring us. Keep up the great work. The best to you in 2009. We got you all in our hearts.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right,
that's these. Bye. All right, folks. Look, I totally am sympathetic with somebody if they kind of get stage fright. I really am. If you get me out of my element, believe it or not, I get shy. I know you find that hard to believe, but you get me out of my element, I get shy. Caller, you're live. Let's do this. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, this is Kevin from Iroquois Falls, Ontario, and super admin in the Powell Talk Kevin Smith Show chat room. You're getting invaded by the Powell Talk folks tonight, Kevin.
That's good.
So, it's unfortunate, with Steve there.
Oh, he did.
I agree with Doug. I think it's just an issue of stage fright. Actually, I'm the one that's broadcasting the show into the room right now, actually.
Well, no, he did fine. He did, but I do want to know what is happening to us as a result of EMF.
Well, Kevin, that's what I wanted to talk about. I've done some research myself on this issue long before the show here, but the research that I've done on cell phones and other Wi-Fi technology is that the electromagnetic, they release, electromagnetic radiation, and if certain parts of the body are exposed to a very long period of time to that electromagnetic radiation, it affects the body's natural electromagnetic field, because everybody's got its own natural electromagnetic field. And the radiation being emitted by these things affects, it's mainly what with Wi-Fi technology, it affects that the body's electromagnetic field, and that in turn can cause increase in cancers, can trigger cancers, and whatnot, especially when it comes to the radiation. You've been known that people that talk on cell phones constantly, also the ones that talk on wireless phones constantly, have a much greater chance of getting cancer. And that study was done here in Canada, and they found that yes, there was a big increase in those that are on cell phones all the time.
All right. What about someone like me? I'm sitting here. I've got. I'm using tonight two computers for the broadcast. I've got three computers running. One of them has nothing to do with the broadcast. They're all right here. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got two cameras that are electronic pointed at me and within feet of me. I've got lights on. I'm bathed. I am awash in EMF. So what does that do to me? And I do this five nights a week.
Well, I've got to ask you, how much of that technology that you have is Wi-Fi, like wireless?
Oh, well, there's a wireless router involved.
Okay, so that can cause some problems. It depends on how long you're exposed to it. Let's say somebody, I guess like me, is on the internet all the time. Like I'm on a wire internet right now, but my brother, he uses wireless internet. Now, ever since he's been using wireless internet, I've noticed that he has been feeling. I actually asked him about this a couple weeks ago. If he noticed ever since he's been using the wireless router that he's feeling a bit, you know, different than when he uses regular internet, and he said that he has noticed a difference. That it, I don't know, it made him a bit more antsy, I guess you could say. I don't know the word to describe it.
I am antsy no matter where I am, even if I'm in the jungle.
Well, my brother said he did notice a difference from, without having wires, having wireless. I guess maybe it's because you got all that electromagnetic radiation traveling freely in the air.
Uh-huh.
And when you, let's say if you're using wires, I guess going through the wire line, it's suppressed a lot of the electronic radiation is suppressed when it's in the going through the wires. But when it's like wireless stuff, it you get so much of it just floating around in there, and that's what's causing problems with the human body.
Okay.
I hope that helped clear things up a little bit.
Yeah, it's like living in an X-ray machine.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
All right, have a Merry Christmas to you.
All right, Merry Christmas to you, too. All right, folks, we have the telephone number up on the screen for our Internet TV channel. For those of you who are listening via radio or you're listening online, the telephone number is 602-539-9580, 602-539-9580. Pardon me. And let's go back to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, while all this was going on, I got a little curious on, I guess it's called EMS, electromagnetic field, or radiation. The thing that I was finding was on the National Institute of Environmental Health and Sciences. Mm-hmm. What I did is I did a Google search on power lines, because I remember hearing, like, in the 80s or something, that children were having problems with cancer or something linked to it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I did that is because we have these cell phones and all these little devices around here, but I figure besides those huge power lines up there, what's going to, you know, create that kind of electromagnetic field more than something like that? I mean, those structures are huge, and there's a lot more going through there, a lot more juice than like a cell phone or anything like that. What I found in the article, sorry, I'm a little nervous, was actually pretty interesting. They did a number of different studies in the 80s, and they did find a link between magnetic field strength and the risk of childhood leukemia. They reviewed that information for a couple decades, and the NIEHS, which is the National Institute of Environmental Health and Sciences, concluded, they concluded that there is actually no evidence of a link between that and adult cancers or anything like that. But maybe within childhood, they don't really know 100% for sure, but there's a very weak pattern association between increasing exposure of EMS in childhood leukemia, which pretty much leads me to believe if it's really weak and it's under those power lines causing leukemia just in children, I personally don't think it would affect a human at all very much. I would think that we would have heard a lot more about it. And if anything, I think it would just probably make your cell phone and other devices work not as well. And in the end, I think the biggest link would be that things like bees, honeybees, and other little animals and different things that rely on navigation and can maybe be more sensitive to things like that might have a lot more of a problem than anything, if anything at all, with humans. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Well, something has upset the apple cart for honeybees, that's for sure. And there's been some speculation that it may be this cloud of EMF that's all over the place. You know, now you know, I'm not a young guy, and except when I'm dancing. But when I was a kid, there was not this much EMF on the planet. First of all, we didn't have cell phones, and we didn't have these high-frequency 800 and 900 band radios that are being used for communications, both commercially and police communications, and all the satellite signals, and there weren't as many radio stations and TV stations as there are now. So we are now living in a swamp of EMF that has really never existed on the planet before. All right, we'll be back. We have a caller on hold, and we'll be back right after this break. Don't go away. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Let's go straight to the phone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
How are we doing this evening? Having a good Christmas?
Absolutely.
Great.
I hope you had a good Christmas.
Yes, yep, sure have. Still got more to come this weekend.
What's on your mind?
I was wondering, I didn't see the first part of it, the conversation with your caller. I was wondering, but I would share an experiment with your audience. If they wonder whether cell phones are dangerous or not, they need to take two cell phones and have call one to the other, and then take an egg and put it in the middle and lay the cell phones, you know, on the outside of the egg, and leave it go for a half an hour, and then turn off the phones and crack the egg, and it's hard boiled.
Now, have you done this?
No, I haven't. But I've seen and I know it's absolutely true, though.
All right. Now, what's the source of your information on that? Where did you find out about that?
On the Internet.
All right.
And I also heard that they're also considering putting a warning where kids under 16 aren't going to be allowed to have one without parents, permission or whatever.
All right, now where did you find out about that?
Same place. It's people that talking about these things. It's a site that some probably like a caller site, that has all this information and data, that the cell companies and stuff aren't sharing with people. And if they really knew what was going on, they wouldn't be, putting these things up to their heads. You know, it's just like the tobacco company. You know, they're not going to say anything until they have to.
Terry, I'm trying to remember. Are you formerly a police officer?
Private police.
Okay.
Private.
All right, look, here's the deal. Years and years ago, I don't know that radar units and patrol cars will do this now, but years ago, especially in the wintertime, if they sent you out to run radar, right? So you're out there and you got a cup of coffee, you got a thermos, and you got this styrofoam cup. And you pour at some point during the night, the thermos has lost its effectiveness, and the coffee's just not hot anymore. What you could do, you could take the styrofoam cup, pour coffee in it, set it up in front of that radar cone that was on the dashboard,
mm-hmm.
and flip the radar on and heat your coffee.
Yeah, I think I might have heard you or somebody say something about that before. They also said that police officers, would hold them in their lap.
Yeah,
and they had a higher rate of testicular cancer.
That's true.
Because of that,
that's
I
true.
Believe.
Yeah, and that's the radar guns that they have, the handhelds.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when you go through the training with those, they tell you, don't lay this over in your lap.
Yeah.
So.
When we had that brownout here in the east, or blackout, whatever one you want to call it, they said that they had a lot of reports that as soon as all that electricity died and all the machinery got down, that the people's attitudes and they felt so much better. It's like same thing is like, you know, you go camping up in the mountains and get away, mm-hmm. feel so much better. You know, they've pretty much proven that, you know, if you're around a big high voltage power lines, you know, they got areas of higher cases of cancer, you know, in certain areas. I mean, they've been talking about that kind of stuff for years.
Well, I tell you what, you know, you don't even have to have high voltage, just voltage. If you know any police friends, get them to try this experiment in your presence sometime. I have done this, and I know that this is real. You take a police radio. Most of those are what are called 800 band radios. That's because they're operating in the 800 megahertz range. And so you take one of those, and you just take a fluorescent tube, like you have, you know, in fluorescent lights. You just take a fluorescent tube that's not in a light fixture. All right, it's just in your room. Just take it out of the package and stand it there. All right, and then you put that police radio antenna up next to it, and key that radio as if you were going to talk, and it'll light that light up.
Yeah, I wonder if that's the same thing on them amplified short waves also.
I don't know. Terry, thanks for the call, man, and I hope you have a very happy New Year.
Fluorescent light bulb and stuff in a microwave, you can get them to light up too. So it's something to think about.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be putting any fluorescent light bulbs in the microwave, but but I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, have a good evening.
All right, bye. All right, folks, the telephone line is open for you, and the telephone number is 602-539-9580. We live in, it's all, if you could see the electromagnetic frequency that's just swarming around us, if you could see it, it would just look like a fog around us. The Earth is absolutely enveloped in this cloud of electromagnetic frequency fog, if you will. You're being bathed with it right now. Look, let me tell you, absolutely every radio station that's transmitting anywhere within several hundred miles of you, that signal is going through you right now. And we don't think about it because we don't hear them. We have to have a device that tunes into that frequency and then translates it into audio that we can hear. But that signal is going through you. So if you've got like 50 radio stations in your city, all of those are going through you right now. Plus all of the television stations, plus all of the cell phone signals, it's going through us right now. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
It's Louis from Connecticut, Kevin. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Louis. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Well, I was taking it easy. Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
Yeah, cell phones can be a little dangerous. See, I carry an electro sensor. It's like a little detector,
mm-hmm.
and I can detect any kind of electromagnetic frequency. I work with a big communication company for 40 years, believe me. In the UK, you got to be a certain age to buy a cell phone. I don't think kids can get it. What happened is a cell phone can change your chromosome because of frequency. Not only cell phone, but close to a cell tower. And what I have seen lately, cell tower is supposed to be so many miles away, but I see now that they're putting them on billboards, church steeples. It's too many.
Mm-hmm. They're everywhere.
Yeah, but it does affect your chromosomes. And I have a cell phone, and I think I probably used it in five times this year. because not only cell phones, cordless phones are more dangerous than cell phones.
And why is that?
What happened is because of the base unit.
Yeah.
Remember the early cell phones? Not cell phones, but the early cordless phones?
Yeah.
So you go outside and you lose your voice.
Yeah.
But now they got like 900 frequency, you can go further.
All right.
So that frequency, man, you know, like people keep under the pillow, never do that. It's more powerful. If a cell phone, a cellular phone, is just like putting your hand into a microwave. Same thing, the same principle. Exactly the same principle. But the cell phones, the telecommunication companies knew it years ago. But they came up with a certain patent, a piece of equipment that would stop that. But they knew if they put it on the market, that would open lawsuits saying that you know, their kid or their brother got cancer because of your cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there's going to be coming up a big case about cell phones, about Johnny Cochran. Now he used to be, you know, the lawyer, passed away from a brain tumor. His wife and his daughter are going to sue the telecommunication company, claiming that he probably died from a brain tumor from his cell phone. That might open.
You know, I remember back when he died, Terry. Louis. I remember that there was some talk about the constant cell phone use. That he was just always on the cell phone because of his lawyer business.
Right.
And I remember that came up in the press, in the media.
Oh yes, it's going to come up. You're going to hear a lot more about it. See, like you said, this electrosensor, you know, it measures milligauses. I always carry it. It's like a little device, maybe about $25-$30, and it got a bunch of LED lights on it. And what you do, you press a button, and it goes green. And the higher it goes, that means you pull back from that piece of equipment. Your CPU, you know, your computer.
Yeah.
Put this near it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you pull back. Even in your house, when the wire is coming in, a lot of times you got dirty electricity coming in. Now, that's where you don't put your bed near this, okay? But right, you're going to see within the next 5 years a lot of brain tumors coming up in hospital, especially on little kids, because young kids, their brain is just forming, and all that frequency is no good. But like the last caller was saying, that when the power went out, people felt better because all that microwave and that radiation is affecting the human body because of your chromosomes. The frequency will change your body, okay? Like, you go to any doctor's office and they would tell you, shut off your cell phone, it messes up with the equipment, okay?
When you're in an airplane and they're either going to be taking off or landing, they make you close all your electrical stuff down. I mean, your computer, your cell phone, it's all got to be turned off.
Right. Now, if you go to a telecommunication company ever to visit, you're going to see a sign posted on the door warning you, like especially around any central office. It's going to say if you've got a pacemaker, any kind of electric device in your body, they warn you not to come in.
And that's because of electromagnetic frequency.
Right. It can be very dangerous, you know, if you work around it a lot.
And you worked around this for 40 years, you said.
Right, 40 years, right. But we got detectors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we know how to pull back. Okay? You don't get careless around it, just like working on a microwave tower. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careless. You know, if you be careless, you're going to get hurt. Like anything else. You know, if you're steel worker and you get careless on a beam, on a rebar, you're going to fall.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like anything else. You got to be safe. Okay? But it will eventually, you're going to start seeing a lot of brain was diagnosed, you know, because of cell phones. There's so much money involved, it's going to be very hard, any lawsuits.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right, you too. And, there you go, somebody with 40 years experience working in the industry. And he says that, we're going to start seeing. He did not use the word epidemic. But what he described sounds like an epidemic. He said we're going to start seeing a lot of people having brain tumors and cancers as a result of using cell phones. Now, I want to make clear, and this is important, I want to make clear that I'm not saying that cell phones are dangerous, because I don't know that to be true. I do know that there are reports out there on the internet. I know that it's been in the press some. I know that questions have been asked. I know that Dr. Carlo, who was the researcher that was paid, I believe it was about $28.5 million to research this, paid that by the telecom industry, is sort of on a crusade now trying to tell people that, you know what, this stuff is not safe. I know these things. I don't know, because I have not read all the reports, and I know what I hear in the media. I know what I read on the internet, but that's about it. But it sure raises some questions. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, it's Charles in Albuquerque.
Hi, Charles.
Good evening.
I hope you had a Merry Christmas.
I have, and I hope you have too.
I have.
Well, I'm sorry to see that you didn't keep your guest on the line long enough for us to get a crack at him.
I didn't know what else to ask.
I know. It's hard to sometimes talk to people like that, but clearly he was not making much sense.
Well, let me say that. Look, in fairness, you go to his website and you will find that it is loaded with information, and I think clearly he's very conversant with the information and knows it pretty much inside out, and I appreciate him coming on. However, it seemed that there was some difficulty in just blurt it out. Just tell us, you know, what is it? And at least we got, he stoked the fire that got the conversation started, and that's good, and I appreciate him doing that.
Yeah, that's true. He's at least has given us something to talk about.
Well, and I think it's important for us to talk about it. I think we need to consider, you know, what, we're living in this electromagnetic soup. What is it doing to us specifically?
Well, of course, I guess I'm a little biased. My brother is an electrical engineer, and he designs testing equipment that tests the sort of chips that cell phones use to radiate electromagnetic energy.
Yeah.
And he assures me that we're in no danger.
And that may be the case. You know, that may be entirely the case. Here I'm speaking completely as a layman on this, because I'm not an electrical engineer. I'm not, and I'm not a radio engineer or any other kind of engineer.
Well, I'm not either.
But as a layman, you know, I look back at what the world was like when I was a kid. You know, you had three TV stations in Dallas. You probably maybe 10 radio stations in Dallas at that time.
Yeah, same thing in Albuquerque.
Yeah, nobody had any cell phones. There was no such thing as a CB radio. There was no such thing as people having their own walkie-talkies and so forth. And
you know, like there were a lot fewer cancers too.
I'm sorry.
It seemed like there were a lot fewer cancers too.
Well, it certainly did seem that there were a lot fewer cancers. And people were much more vibrant, alive, talked to each other, looked people in the eye, more neighborly. Now, it could be that some of that has changed just due to social conditioning. But I wonder how much of it has changed as a result of the electromagnetic frequency tidal wave that has hit us within the past two decades.
Personally, I think the most dangerous electromagnetic frequency that is emanating toward us is that which emits from the face of the television tube.
Well, that may be the case.
In our minds, and it keeps us from doing anything useful.
Yeah, it does that. You know, Dr. Begich, the last time he was on the show, talked about the fact that long ago they discovered that through, and this was discovered by the former Soviet Union scientists, that through the electrical wiring in your house, they can transmit signals that will program your mind. They can transmit programming for your brain, for your mind, and you won't even know it's there, right through the wiring in your house.
Well, I find that a little incredible, but I know that I do have a device plugged into the wiring in my house that deters bugs from getting in here, and it does it through the it sends a signal through the house wiring that seems to do it.
Yeah. See, the electrical current has a carrier signal as well, and a lot of people don't know about that, and they don't know what that means. But there are transmitters that you can buy the transmitter kits and build them yourselves. I did it for a hobby one time, just for something to do. And if you get through, you can plug it in to an outlet in your house, and every house that's on the same transformer, they can pick up the radio signal that you're transmitting. They pick it up from the wiring in their house.
Oh, yes.
It's called a carrier transmitter.
Uh-huh.
Now, all of the houses that are serviced by the same transformer, they're on the same side of the transformer as you.
Uh-huh.
They can pick up your so-called radio station. And,
I don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not transmitting a signal through the air like a regular radio station. You're transmitting it through the electrical wiring. And people that are on the same electrical system, on the same side of the same transmitter, they can pick it up.
But I think, as you point out, the transformer is usually a pretty effective barrier to the transmission of anything more complex than a basic power sine wave.
Yeah, the transformer disrupts a signal like that. But now, what Begich was talking about, as I understood it, was a system where they could, set across the street, aim it at your house, and somehow tune it in on the electrical system in your house without being physically hooked up to it.
I wouldn't put anything past the spooks out there with playing with their high-tech toys.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Well, it is also true that in the United States, but let me put it this way, he has reported that it is also true, and he documents it, that in the United States they've developed a device they can just aim it at you and transmit voices that you hear in your head. You actually hear them. They can transmit it right into your head, just aim it at you and talk to you in your head.
Yeah, well, I believe that because I have read some of the research that would support it. Basically, it's a microwave device.
Yeah. That's kind of spooky, too. Hey, we got a break coming up.
All right.
I appreciate the call, man.
Nice to talk.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, folks. We'll be back right after this and take more of your calls. What is EMF doing to you? We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and my EMF electromagnetic field cloud around me. It is. It's around you too. What does it do to us? What effect is it having on us? One of the things that we can rest assured of is the fact that it is very real. You know, one of the reasons why scientists want to launch space telescopes, some of them are optical, but a lot of these space telescopes are radar telescopes, or they are X-ray telescopes, gamma-ray telescopes. And one of the reasons they want to get off this planet and out in space and away from this planet is to get out of that fog, to get out of that pea soup of electromagnetic frequency that is around us. Years and years ago, I flew into Madrid, Spain. Oh, by the way, the telephone line is open, and the telephone number is 602-539-9580. 602-539-9580. And we'll take your calls, all right? We'd like to know what you think about all this. But years ago, I flew into Madrid, the capital of Spain. Beautiful, beautiful city. Now, this was years ago, and I'm sure that things are not now the way they were then. But as we were approaching the city, the plane came in, and it turned in a way so that out the window I could see the city. It was entering its pattern, its flight pattern, to make its landing. And so it turned at one point so that the city was to the left of the plane, and I could look out and I could see. And we were still quite some distance from the city. And in the air, there was just a brown dome of air over the city. The pollution. It's just a brown dome of air. And it was really polluted and difficult for me once we landed. It was, I really had a tough time breathing in Madrid. Now, this was years ago. I'm sure it's not that way now. Shortly after, a couple of days after we landed, I made my journey southward by train to Malaga, another beautiful place. And it was not as polluted. I didn't have as much problem breathing there as I had had in Madrid. If we could see electromagnetic frequency around us like we can see the pollution that cars put out, I think we would be astounded. I do. I think we would just be maybe even afraid. I think it might frighten us to see the electromagnetic frequencies that are around us if we could see them with our eyes. Now, the question is that harmful to us? And now it is my opinion. I mean, I use technology. I don't want technology to go away. But my opinion about all of this is anything that's different from what you're born with is probably harmful to you. Okay? In other words, if you take all the technology away, you wouldn't get rid of all cancer on earth, but you would, I think, get rid of a whole lot of it. You would be taking away a lot of the causes. If you got rid of all of the toxic chemicals, don't produce them anymore, the cancer rate would drop. The same with electromagnetic frequency. I think all of that stuff probably has a real detrimental effect on us. But what's the solution? I mean, what do you suggest? What do you think we should do? I personally don't use a cell phone. I have one. It's in a box. I was going to get it, before the show so I could open it up and hold it and talk about it. I couldn't even find it. It's in a box packed away somewhere. I am not connected when it comes to cell phones and do not want to be connected by cell phone, BlackBerry, or any other such device. People tell me, well, that's, you're behind times. No, I'm not behind times. Not at all. It's sort of like this. It's not like I haven't seen the world. It's like I have seen the world, and I'm just not really impressed with parts of it. And when it comes to cell phones, I don't want you to call me when I've got 10 minutes to spend visiting with someone out of my 20-hour workday. I got 10 minutes to relax and spend, you know, just visiting with someone. I don't want you to call me. Okay? You can, but you have to leave a voice message on my regular telephone here, on the office telephone. I don't want something on my belt ringing and interrupting my 10 minutes of relaxation. And so I don't carry a telephone. I don't carry a cell phone. And the likelihood that I will at some point be carrying a cell phone is very, very slim. But the world around me, or everybody around me, they're connected. They're plugged in. They're carrying cell phones and BlackBerries and all kinds of devices. And the question is, what's that doing to us? You know, one of the things that's happening worldwide is the sterility rates are rising, especially among males. Sterility rates are on the increase. Wonder why. Now, I'm not saying that it's because of all of this technology. I'm not saying that it's because of cell phones, but I'm asking the question, could it be? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio again, if it's all right.
Yeah, Terry?
You're talking there. Yeah, I feel the same way. Since I got out of the business, you know, I got rid of my beeper and my cell phone and my walkie-talkies and all that stuff. I got a citizen band left yet, but like I said, I don't want to be that important anymore. You know, I don't want to answer the phone at home, you know, let alone on my hip, you know, and when I see people driving and in the grocery stores and they're all got, you know, talking to somebody, I mean, it just, you know, it really aggravates me for some reason. But,
you know, you go to the grocery store, Terry, and you see somebody in there, it doesn't matter, it can be a male or a female. They can't buy a can of peas without calling home and consulting with somebody.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
What's so important, that you can't go to a grocery store without having to talk to somebody, you know? I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, now, it's just my personal decision based on my very excessively packed schedule. I am reachable when I'm in the office. When I am out of the office, I am out of the office. And that means you can leave a voice message and I'll return your call. But when I've got 10 minutes to go have a cup of coffee with a friend, or, you know, I've got a meeting I have to be in, that meeting has got to happen and I don't need it to be interrupted. And so I just don't carry cell phones.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. The only reason I got a track phone because I got a teenage daughter, and it's only got so many minutes on it for a year, and it's only used for emergency purposes so that, you know, she can contact us or we can contact her when she's out. And so that's why I wasn't ever able to test for that egg thing. But, you know, a lot of people's got where anytime minutes all night and they, you know, have a couple of phones to put together. You know, I challenge any of your guests to try it and prove me wrong. But that's the reason why I haven't been able to, I believe it's true anyways, but I only got one little cell phone, and it's only got so many minutes on it, and it's only for emergency. So I think
it's a fantastic emergency device. It really is, and it may be that I have an emergency in traveling sometime where I will say, "Man, I wish I had a cell phone." And they're great for that. But it's like spam email. If you get a cell phone, it starts ringing, and it gets to a point where it never stops. It's 24 hours a day. It's going.
Yeah, that's why I tell my daughter and stuff. We don't give out the number. It's only for emergencies, you know. Me and her, you know, and my wife and my other son, you know, we're the only ones that knows the number, and that's it.
Well, that's a good thing. Terry, thanks for the call.
Yeah, take it in again.
All right. Yeah, obviously, if everyone used their cell phones only for emergency purposes, as Terry was talking about, and I think that's a good thing, but obviously if people used it only in emergency situations, the telecom companies could not survive. They charge you based on the amount of time that you are broadcasting over their system. And so they couldn't survive if that happened. But I think we would be healthier. You know what's pretty interesting out here? Out here in the Phoenix, Arizona area, we have up in the city here, we have palm trees. Now, those have been sort of imported and planted here. But we've got these palm trees, and they're really pretty beautiful. I don't know who it is that puts up, I don't know if it's cell phones or if it's a microwave antenna. It's a rack of antennas. And what they do is they put it up on a pole, and then they disguise that pole and that whole setup to make it look like a palm tree. I kid you not. They make it look like a palm tree. Now, sometimes you're looking at it and you're saying, something looks a little different about that. That palm tree looks like it's a little different than the others. Well, you just keep looking, because you're probably eventually going to see that rack of antennas up there in all those palm leaves. But we just live in this electromagnetic soup. And I'm just not really sure that's healthy for living biological things, organisms. I think it was Charles that called in and said, it will change your chromosomes. I could be wrong. It could have been another caller. One of our callers said it actually will change your chromosomes. And if it's doing that, then it's interfering with your natural biological processes, and that cannot be healthy. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this, and we'll be on Final Approach. What about you and electromagnetic frequency? The telephone line is open. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and to the cloud of electromagnetic frequency discussion. If you have more than one electronic device that you carry with you daily, lots of folks have a cell phone, right? So that doesn't count for this. If you've got a cell phone plus something else, and I have actually seen one person recently that had three different cell phones on his belt. Why, I don't know. Three cell phones on his belt. So if you carry more than one electronic device daily, or virtually daily, I'd like for you to call and tell us what it is you carry and why you're carrying so many electronic devices. The telephone number is 602-539-9580, 602-539-9580. And I would be interested in knowing if you're carrying two cell phones, why? Or if you're carrying three, or you got a cell phone and you got a BlackBerry. And I understand, you know, that BlackBerry and cell phones are wed now. But you're carrying more than one electronic device. Why? And have you noticed any changes in your health since you've been carrying those? One of the things, you know, I have mentioned, and then one of our callers mentioned tonight, CB radio. Now, one of the things back during the days, the heyday of CB radio, when, you know, everybody had CB radios, some people would install something called a linear amplifier. A CB radio, by law, is not supposed to be able to emit, back then, I don't know what it is now, but it should not have been able to transmit any more than a 5-watt signal. Most of them were about 3 or 3.5 watts, but 5 was the max by law. But a lot of people put these linear amplifiers in line. The CB radio signal would go not to the antenna, but to the amplifier, and then the amplifier had the antenna hooked to it. And they were able to transmit, you know, some of them, you know, 100 watts, 200 watts, 1,000 watts. It was illegal, of course, but a lot of people did it. And one of the things that was being talked about way back then was if you're going to run a linear amplifier, don't have it sitting right in the automobile with you, close to you, because of the radiated frequency and the possibility that it could do some kind of harm to you. Now here we are with telephones. Cell phones, they're not telephones, they're cell phones. Those are high-frequency radios, and we put them right up next to our brains, and then we talk. And I'm a layman at this, but to me, I don't see how that can not have an effect on us. I think it has to have an effect on us. And I think, you know, if it's not having any effect on us whatsoever, that's wonderful. But I think it simply must. But what about you? Now, are you carrying a cell phone? Are you carrying also, say, a pager? Maybe you're carrying two cell phones. Maybe you have a cell phone and a walkie-talkie and a pager. Are you carrying more than one electronic device? I'd like to hear from you, and I would like to know if you've noticed any change maybe in the way you feel or in your health in general, or maybe even any change in your moods when you put all that on and turn it on. The telephone number is 602-539-9580, 602-539-9580. One of the big arguments that was made against alternating current was made by Thomas Edison, the father of alternating current was Nikola Tesla, and we're all using alternating current. I mean, unless you have done something to change the way your house is wired and the way things work at your house, you're on AC, alternating current. And that was invented by Nikola Tesla. Thomas Edison told everyone that would listen that alternating current is dangerous and it's harmful to humans. Now, I'm not sure about the engineering reasons for that. I'm not sure about the difference in danger between alternating current and direct current. But I do recall being taught in school that there's more electricity on the outside of a cable than there is running through the cable. So when you see these high-powered, you know, high-energy, high-voltage lines, when you see those and you think, boy, you don't want to touch that because it's got so much voltage and it's got so much electricity in there. There's more electricity traveling on the outside of it than there is traveling through it. So that electricity that's traveling on the outside of those, it's got to have some sort of an effect on the living things that it's passing as that electrical wave moves. It's got to have some sort of effect on the living things that it's passing. At least I would think so. And I would think that this would be of concern to people who are in the environmental movement. I don't, you know, they talk about toxic waste and they talk about nuclear waste and they talk about, you know, all of these sort of things you can touch and see and smell and I don't hear any of them talking about toxic or dirty electricity and what it's doing to us. I don't hear anybody talking about electromagnetic frequencies and what they're doing to us. And then furthermore, what can you do about it? Is there some way, for instance, for you to shield your home from outside electromagnetic frequencies? Is there some way for you to sort of have a clean room, if you will, where you are not being bombarded by electromagnetic frequencies? If that technology exists, or is there something that you can use that will nullify incoming EMF? I mean, does that product exist? And if it is, what is it? And how do we go about getting it? I just think there are tremendous questions when we start talking about electromagnetic frequencies. Tremendous questions that have yet to be even explored, researched, asked. It's almost, if the scientists have researched all of this, then why isn't that getting to us? But I think even when you look at the research that's available out there, when you look at the reports that are available, there's still so many questions that have never yet been explored by the researchers. And I think it's an important thing that we do that. Well, we have just about come to the end of this show. And that means that it won't be Christmas when I talk to you next time. It won't be Christmas tomorrow. So let me take this one last shot at saying to each and every one of you that I wish you a very Merry Christmas. And I hope that you have had, and that in the remainder of this day, you will have just wonderful experiences with friends and family. My friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too, and you can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.